It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan and Tim are here with me, and now it's your chance to join us. If you'd like to play the Harris Challenge and have not played in the last 60 days, you can call us at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or our many cell phones. It's a free call to get in here at Star KTRS. When you play the challenge, you choose the category. I give you the questions. Each question comes with points attached to it. If you get enough points, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. You might choose one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and Cottleville.
In Florissant.
Or a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. And they have two locations. They have one in Florissant and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Or added to the prize pack this week, we have tickets. A pair of tickets to the Helium Comedy Club to see either Michelle Wolf May 4th through the 6th or Trevor Moore May 11th through the 13th.
That's a beautiful room, by the way, the Helium
it
Comedy
is
Club
a really
by
cool
the Galleria.
So if you need more information for upcoming shows, you can check the Helium Comedy Club website.
So that's what you get if you win the Harris Challenge today, or you can have what we call the clean sweep by getting all the questions correct, and then we add in a bonus prize.
Yeah.
Two bonus prizes, in fact.
Two, yes. We'll throw in a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Go to Candici's.net. Plus, we'll throw in the Breezy Buddy cooling pillow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside.
And remember, guys, Mother's Day is 2 weeks from Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
And if your mom is going through menopause, she might need a little something to cool her off, and that's what the Breezy Buddy is there for. It counteracts the hot flashes.
Or your wife. Your wife. Some guys get wives, Mother's Day presents,
certainly,
stuff like that. So BreezyBuddy.com is the website to go to for that.
All right, now let's go to the phones and meet our first contestant. Hello, Tom.
Oh, hi, Paul. How are you, sir?
Good. Welcome to the show. The opportunity, the 5-second cheap plug opportunity is yours to suck up to the boss, shout out to the friends, or use it for a prearranged commercial endorsement. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I'd like to say hello to my boss, Larry Tate, and hello to my beautiful wife, Samantha.
Okay. Wow. Now you're making me think about Elizabeth Montgomery.
Hello to her as well.
Yeah, I'm going to need just a minute here. Her or her evil stepsister, or was it her sister or her cousin, Tim?
Well, I tell you.
It was her cousin, Serena?
Serena, yes.
Serena.
Hey, don't make me send my mother-in-law down there to turn you into a goat.
Okay, no, tell Ms. Moorhead to stay home.
All right.
Ms. Moorhead.
All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see which of the categories you want to choose from. We'll have five contestants with five categories today, but you get to choose from three of them. Always number one is, have you been paying attention? Then category two, Peabody Award winners. They just announced this year's Peabody Awards a few days ago. Or category three is Sports and Showbiz Week.
Well, I tell you what, I kind of like to go with, have you been paying attention, Paul?
All right, you got it, Tom. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Said this week that after living in the White House, she would never run for political office because she, quote, wouldn't ask my children to do this again, unquote.
I'm stumped on that
you
one.
Can pass. You want to pass?
Yeah.
Where did American doctor Peggy Whitson set a record by spending more than 534 days, a mark she passed earlier this week, earning a phone call from the president?
In the space station.
That's correct. What animal died this week in yet another PR disaster for United Airlines?
Another animal, a dog?
A giant rabbit. As we found out this week, what happens when President Trump pushes a red button on his desk in the Oval Office?
A butler comes and gives him a coat.
That's right. Which Shark Tank star was the leading candidate to be the Conservative nominee for Prime Minister of Canada until he withdrew this week?
You know, that's just one of those shows that I never watch.
Let's ask regular Shark Tank viewer Ian Geis if he knows the answer.
Kevin O'Leary?
Yes, it is, Mr. Wonderful. He was going to be the candidate, and for some reason dropped out this week.
I had not heard anything about that.
I think it's because he spends 90% of his time in the United States running his businesses and doesn't want to have to go back to Canada, which is very, very odd. And it's Michelle Obama that said that she will never run for office because she doesn't want to put her kids through that again.
That's right. Okay, well.
All right, Tom, you got the two-pointer, you got the four-pointer, that's six. As you know, you need at least half the points, so eight or better, to win on the Harris Challenge. And if you don't get to that threshold, I have to punish you. And I want to thank a listener by the name of Joe Rozier, who sent me this. We don't know the name of the woman. We barely know the name of the song. It's called All of Me by John Legend. Here she is somewhere doing karaoke or something. This part's fine.
What would I do? You got to somehow bring me in.
Yeah.
How are you kicking me out? You got my head spinning. No kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful
That's
night?
The new singer of the old band I was in.
I'm
not
sure.
Wow.
All right,
I give up.
Yeah, this is hard to believe, Tom, but alcohol was involved.
Oh, no.
Well, I wouldn't know much about that, Paul. I never touched the stuff.
Neither do I. I'm glad you called.
Oh, I just got struck by lightning. Hey, listen, I'm going to let you guys go. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Here's our next contestant. Hi, Ron.
How you doing?
Good. You want to plug something?
Well, my son's in the Navy, and he came home last night and surprised his mom for a surprise visit. So
did he surprise you as well?
No, he. I talked to him earlier in the day, and he told me he was going to sneak home for the weekend. So that's
all right.
Good. He's trained to be a Navy pilot.
Oh well, awesome. That's terrific. Now, Tom, I'm going to ask you to do me Ron, rather. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Turn your car radio down. Because we get a little bit of feedback. All other listeners, turn your car radios up. Only Ron turns it down. And Ron, you get to choose from these categories. Peabody Award winners, Sports and Showbiz Week, or It Happened in April.
How about the first one there?
Peabody Award winners.
Not that one.
Sports and Showbiz Week.
Yes.
Okay, that's yours, Ron. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which actress who played Joni Cunningham on TV in the 70s died last weekend at 56?
Erin Moran?
That's correct. Which sports network announced this week that due to declining revenues, it will lay off 100 employees?
ESPN.
Correct. Which classic rock superstar had to cancel several concerts after being diagnosed with a rare infection?
Pat.
Which NASCAR driver voted the fans' favorite for 14 years in a row, announced his retirement this week?
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
That's correct. Which Major League Baseball team are Jeb Bush and Derek Jeter trying to buy?
Florida Marlins.
That's correct. For the clean sweep now, who's that classic rock superstar who had to cancel several concerts after being diagnosed with a rare infection?
Paul McCartney?
Dan Strauss, you're the musician in the family. You know the answer?
I do not, Paul.
It's Elton John.
Oh.
Elton John. And by the way, I don't care who you are, but when they say rare infection, that's not good. when they got to say, check the back, Jenkins, check the back of the closet, see if there's something in there, because we don't have anything up here to fix this thing.
Poor Jenkins.
That's not good.
He's been busy.
Ron, you got everything but that three-pointer, so you got 12 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and I will go to our next contestant. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain now.
Man, let's just say let's go Blues. Let's do it tonight.
Yeah, game two against Nashville tonight. We have three categories up on the board here. Peabody Award winners, It Happened in April, or our new third category, Multiple Choice Week.
Let's try the Peabody Awards.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who won a Peabody for her visual album Lemonade that became a global phenomenon when it was released a year ago?
Beyonce.
Correct. Which HBO series starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus won a Peabody this year?
Zeke.
Correct. Which comedian won for two shows he's produced in the last year, Better Things and Horace and Pete?
Louis C.K.?
That's correct. Which network's evening news broadcast, anchored by Scott Pelley, was honored for its coverage of the opioid epidemic in West Virginia?
CBS.
That's correct. Now for the clean sweep. Which FX show, created by Donald Glover, won critical acclaim for its poignant stories about life in its title city?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
The show is called Atlanta.
Oh, all right.
But that was a good guess. I mean, if I were going for a Paul Lynde bluff, that would have been a very good guess. It's sunny in Philadelphia. Michael, you got them all but the five-pointer, so 10 points are yours, and you're a winner, too.
Very good. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while contestant four steps up to the telephone. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mr. Harris. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead and plug something.
Let's Go Blues.
All right. Two categories left. It happened in April or multiple choice week.
It happened in April.
Okay. I should tell you that it did not happen this April.
I figured as much.
These are from April's past. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what Missouri city did the Pony Express begin sending riders west on April 3rd, 1860?
St. Joseph.
Correct. On April 9th, 1865, a Confederate general surrendered to a Union general at Appomattox Courthouse to end the Civil War. For 1 point each, who were the two generals?
Robert E. Lee and Ulysses S. Grant.
That's correct. Who became the first human in space April 12th, 1961?
Yuri Gagarin.
It's pronounced Gagarin. I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
What organization was created by 12 nations to defend against the expansion of the Soviet Union on April 4th, 1949?
NATO.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep. Which explorer spotted Florida on April 2nd, 1513 and claimed it for Spain?
Ponce de Leon.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how you play the Harris Challenge.
Yeah!
That's how you celebrate a win.
Absolutely. That's the clean sweep, Mark. Congratulations.
Thank you. My mother and I will enjoy Candice's very, very much.
That's great. And maybe Mom would enjoy the Breezy Buddy.
Absolutely. She will that as well.
All right. Congratulations again, Mark. Hang on. Dan will tell you about all your prizes. And I'll go to our final contestant today. Hello, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Please, no contestants with a deeper voice than mine.
Yeah, I blame my dad for that one.
Don, tell me about your 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
Just say hi to my dad, Fred. He's been AM and the PM for about 20 years.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. If only we had some sort of way to celebrate someone being AM and the PM.
Nice.
What time is Ian coming in today, Tim?
I don't know.
Don, we have one category left. It's called Multiple Choice Week. You've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which city is now home to the most billionaires for the second year in a row? Is it Beijing, New York, or San Francisco?
I'll say Beijing.
It is Beijing. Which retailer is selling jeans with fake mud stains for $425? Abercrombie & Fitch, Nordstrom, or Forever 21?
I'll guess Nordstrom.
Correct. Which St. Louis TV news personality is resigning to join her fiancé in Kuwait? Is it Melanie Moon, Courtney Bryant, or Ann Allred?
Melanie Moon.
Correct. Which headphone company is being sued by customers who say it's been spying on them? Beats by Dre, Audio Technica, or Bose?
Bose.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep. Which of these movies was not directed by Jonathan Demme, who died this week at 73? Silence of the Lambs, Beautiful Girls, or Philadelphia?
Beautiful Girls.
Beautiful Girls was directed by Ted Demme. So you're right. Jonathan Demme didn't do that, and we've got two clean sweeps on the same day.
Yes.
Yes. Nice. Nicely done, Don. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and then we'll somehow have to go out and buy some more for next week to re-rack the prize room. We play the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15 p.m. Central Time. And you can also catch up with previous episodes by going to my website, harrisonline.com, or listen live over the air on the Big 550 KTRS or over your smartphone via the free KTRS app.